Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And Andy, the Pats get it done again. I thought we'd seen it before with the Saints, the Broncos, but now the Browns. Not the way they really wanted to play, I'm sure, but they pulled out in the final seconds.
Yeah, as Kyle Arrington said, cardiac kids, and they're used to it. This is what they've been doing almost since week one, a number of times here at Gillette Stadium. They're not happy with it because it means you're digging holes and you're needing these big plays late. But, you know, in terms of execution, situational football, what they always talk about, they're getting the job done. They got a fortuitous penalty over in the corner of the end zone to sort of set things up. But, you know, you score two touchdowns with 30 seconds there in the last minute. You get a 50-yard field goal. You get an onside kick. That's execution.
Yeah, special teams has been huge in the past couple of games. But the biggest storyline, obviously, is not a good one, and that is around Rob Gronkowski, who left the game in the third quarter, didn't return because of a leg injury. Not sure what it means now. We'll see as it unfolds over the next couple of days. But it didn't look great for Gronk. And then you saw, you know, Matthew Mulligan stepping in there. What can we assume about the offense going forward?
That it's not going to be as good. And, you know, you don't want to assume he's done for the year, but when Bill Belichick takes the step to open his press conference saying that Rob was taken to the hospital for observation, that's a bad sign. I've been doing this more than a decade, and I don't remember him ever doing that before. So I think it's fair to say Gronk is not going to be here, at least for a while, and probably the rest of the year. We've seen how important he is the last six weeks in terms of not just scoring, putting the football in the end zone, in the red zone, which is what he's great at, but drawing coverage, making life easier on the guys around him, opening things up underneath for Shane Vereen, and that's going to be gone. And this offense is going to have to go probably through its third transition. There was the pre-Gronk first part of the season, the middle of the season with Gronk, and now post-Gronk again, figuring out what you are and who can make some plays. The defense is banged up. You know, unfortunately, we see guys like Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork on the sideline, but that's where they're going to be the rest of the way. And now you have a key injury to Rob Gronkowski on offense. Yeah. So you may be giving up a lot of points, maybe can't score quite as many. They're going to have to find new ways to win.
Right.
They're going to have 3 weeks here to figure it out, figure out what they are as an offense, figure out what they are as a team heading into the postseason. But it's a late season transition to have to make.
Right. All right, well, those are the thoughts from Gillette Stadium. We will have plenty of coverage throughout the week. More on Rob Gronkowski as we find out. But that will do it for Andy and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.